I believe in the power inside of my heart. God is the source from whom we'll never apart. No challenge too great and no cause is too small. This infinite love is inside of us all.
Now, you know, we like to think that this is in us, and we correspond with it like that, and everything's supposed to work out fine and all that kind of stuff, but it doesn't. But it doesn't. Hey, this is PJ in the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California, on this 20th of July, 2016. I kind of pause before I give the year, because, you know, the year is supposed to be an expansion of the involvement of a logical mind, a mind that has been around long enough to know what is. But these days, I'm telling you, it's very difficult to know what is unless you do investigatory research. I won't even tell you what kind of phone call I just got and what I was asked to participate in by a young person, which is facetious stupidity and completely incredulous, and wrong word, which makes me a part of a crime. And to even think that I would do that in such an egregious way is completely ridiculous. But I guess that's what happens in this world that I'm living in today. I'm not going to give you a moral lesson in absolutism and what is absolutely right and wrong. If you don't know by now, you're already screwed up and ready for the concentration camps. It's just as simple as that. Either you're going to be a logical thinking mind. Oh, my God. And I got so much to share with you, because I went to a lecture last night on relationships in a certain established community. And what the good reverend said, he might have had good intentions. I think I busted up the lecture talking about compromise and thesis and things that these young men have obviously never thought about. I had to point out, we are men. Men think a certain way. Men will always think a certain way. Men will never think in a way that's going to go against their personal thesis. Now, let's wrap all this up, because it came to my attention today that black girl that was sitting in the car next to the man that was shot to death, that was bleeding out in Milwaukee, I think it was. I don't know. So many shootings goes on, but you remember that one, that he bled and she put it up on Facebook. Well, what came out on some other news network, find out who this woman really was, who she is, a pot smoking thing in front of her child, treating her child, calling the child the nigger name and everything else. This is the most despicable women in our community. I mean, not one that you would hold up as a clarion of righteousness by any means. You see, and that's what's wrong with our society today. We don't want to call a spade a spade. And I don't mean to use that in a negative term. You read my drift. If you're a tramp and living like a tramp, going on like a tramp, spreading that kind of tramp stuff, see, that's half of it. We only see on these cameras, when they show these cameras and these shootings and everything, the camera only reveals so much. See, I know what I'm talking about. I live amongst it every day. Like I said, the stupid phone call that I just got, and somebody get their car impounded, they don't have the proper registration, and they want me come down and use my registration to help them get their vehicle so they can go on with life. No, I'm not going to be a part of an illegal action. If you don't have a valid Cal operator's license, you forfeit your right to drive a car on the streets of Los Angeles. What are you calling me for? I can't do anything for you. You are dead in the water. You should have known that before you even tried to get a vehicle. Is it insured? Because if you hit somebody, that insurance pays care of the cost of the person that you hit, because you're negligent. But you can't tell people that, can you? You can't tell them because they're all thinking, well, I'm entitled to this. You ain't entitled to nothing but a hard time. You know, I got a message for the young people in this country. Now, your life matters. I know it, like mine does. If that means anything to anybody, I think, first of all, my life should matter to God. Secondly, my life should matter, lastly, to me. It should matter to God first, and then it should matter to my family, my immediate nuclear family, blood of my blood, flesh of my flesh. My life should matter to my grandchildren, to my daughter, to my uncles and aunts, cousins, nephews, nieces, grandparents if they're still alive. My life matters to people that make sense to my life. Now, people that don't make sense, my life matters to some of them too because I'm trying to assist. I'm trying to help. So my life matters in that way. If I eat, you're going to eat. If I drink cool water, you're going to drink cool water if you're around me. Your life matters. But by goodness, you're going out there doing something corrupt. Your life don't matter to me no more. It does not matter. It is cut off. I will not have anything to do with you. I want to see you head in the same direction of decency that I'm heading in. And if not, we're on two different tracks. We're going in two different locations. Now, let me share something with you. If somebody acts niggardly out there, I expect the police to pull you over, slam your butt down, put some cuffs on you, throw you in the back of the damn truck, and throw away the keys. That's the way I feel about you. When you're going out here breaking laws and trying to be slick. I used to see the movies years ago. You know how it is. You know, they would call the person slick, right? Because they slick. They slick with it. Oh, man. You know what? I need to get a right to carry on me. That's what I need. Because when I get in these streets out here, man, these people got some crazy idealisms. The crazy idealism that speaks of I can do whatever I want to do, whenever I want to do it, and can't nobody do nothing to me. Man, if it was that kind of a thing, everybody would turn their guns in and we'd really be living in chaos. I would say this, no, you can't. And I would also say this, don't ever try to contact me to help me get out, to help you get out of your dirt. And I'm not going to dirty myself helping you clean yourself up. You should have thought about that before you did it. You know what I tell young men? Think about what you're doing before you do it and what the results of that action will bring on you. And when that action presents itself to you, then if you don't have a way to get out of it, you never call another man to help you out of something that has provided a clear and perfect way for himself. My goodness, what has happened to us in this country? If you do not stand on your own two feet to discover and to perfect the kind of life that is going to procure you a satisfactory income, meaning that you have decent money coming into you based upon a decent day's work. I mean, I'm just thrown off my feet when I have somebody tell me, and I'm not going to give you any names. Just listen to this. Listen to this. You on your job, and you don't think that the boss is treating the other employees right. It's the boss's job. He can run it any way he wants to. And then you're going to try to get on the behalf of your friends that got fired, and then you quit. Now, what kind of, is that normal adult behavior, or is that the behavior of an irrational child who needs his behind whipped? There's something wrong in the African-American community. I'm an old dude. I'm black in the community. I'm not going to lie about it. I even heard somebody tell me in a lecture last night that you're supposed to compromise yourself with these individuals if you want to retain peace with them. And I raised my hand and said, no real man is going to compromise himself. Not a real dude. I said, because he has thesis. He knows who he is. He's not going to let nobody, lover, friend, companion, or nobody make him compromise himself. But only a fool that does not have thesis would do that. They think that doing stupid things, which will bring about the demise of a humane relationship with other people. And you know what? I got to tell you guys something out there. I told you Donald Trump was going to be elected as a Republican candidate, and I also told you that he's going to be the next president of the United States. And let me tell you something thirdly, he will enact everything that he said, because there are more people in this country that wants that enacted than a bunch of slothful, lazy butt people that want people to continue to give them stuff when they don't deserve it. See what I'm talking about? America is not a country where they're just going to be giving out free handouts to the freeloaders and to the bums. Now, let me come back to my original thing. You drive in a car, you're going to take care of that. You're going to register it, make sure that your license is up to date. And if your license runs out, keep your ass out of the car. You have no business driving it, because if you drive it, you will be stopped. You will be stopped because the license tag is expired. That's what the police are told to do. Look for the expired tabs, pick up the cars, get them off the street. These people are not insured. These people are raining havoc on our community. Now, I know a lot of people don't want to hear stuff like that. You want to hear that, oh, we're all decent people. We all deserve a chance to pick ourselves up by our bootstraps and do better. And we need a system that's going, man, forget you. You a day over 19 years old. You know the drill. What did you do when you were in high school? Sat in the back of the room and shoot spitballs? What, laugh at the bald-head teacher that was trying to give you some sense? Now I see why my daughters told me not to try to become a teacher in the high school districts in Los Angeles, because my daughters told me these children are raised like animals. Their parents are brainless, clueless to what's going on, and then they bring children into the world. They don't know how to do anything with them. And then for the child to become a grown person and to call me and to ask me to induct myself into crime in order that they may continue to live, you out of your minds. See, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. People can get love and everything twisted. Like in that lecture last night, the man would say, well, if you love the person, you have to work compromise into your lifestyle, because you're not going to always agree with what the other person is doing. And so I raised my hand and said, so why can't you tell the person you disagree? Well, if you tell them that, you're going to lose your love. Well, flip it. I don't need it. I don't need it if I have to compromise myself. You can get out of my face. Basically, you can get out of my sight. I don't need to have to put up with you. Listen, that's what's wrong with America. And then you hear these bleeding heart liberals get on this. I'm not thinking about Trump's wife's speech. As far as I'm concerned, that's just to keep you people at each other's throats. I care less who's in that office. Somebody needs to get in there and straighten out this mess that Obama has made. All right? Because when you got Obama phones, Obama care, Obama this, Obama, get rid of that. Close that down. Make America a place, if you don't work, you don't eat. That's the way it ought to be. And if you want to become legalized, go through the system. Now, I'm not talking about the ones that's already here, because they busted in here. It's too much to send everybody back. But, you know, we got to slam this thing down as soon as possible, or we're going to lose everything we've had. Now you got people going around trying to kill the police arbitrarily, because, and then when you look at the background of these individuals, they've been trained by the police. Here you got crackpots going off in society. Everybody saying, Pastor John, why don't you make a webcast? Tell us about what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. Everybody, listen, if you think the people that formed this American thing here, I'm talking about law, judges, courts, and all that, you think you can overturn this thing in 24 hours, you out of your mind. I hope they get them whatever they got and drop some bombs or do something to really let you know you ain't going to tear up nothing here that these people put in order. See, and a lot of black people think they can. Yes. I know what I'm talking about. I know exactly what I'm talking about. It is time for us as a people to become, how can I put it? It is time for us as a people to become determined that we're going to live the best lives possible to retain what we know makes America a strong place. And what makes it a strong place is tradition. Okay? Tradition is very important. I know a lot of young people don't like tradition because they don't like, bring about a new way then. Bring about a new way, but it's not going to be through no shucking and jiving and thievery and lazy ass people that don't want to do anything but tear society apart. I will become a force of one to fight against that. I don't care what color you are. I don't care who your mama is. Nothing. When you fight against what America stands for in this country and you're trying to tear down, and listen, don't listen to all the fools that tell you that the entire police force needs to be done away with. I would not live in a country without a police force. And I know that there are dogs on the police force, just like there are dogs in that movement, Black Lives Matter, and any life matter. You got evil people everywhere. I mean, look at the Russians. What? Are they using drug-enhancing things to help them in the Olympics? Who cares? Who cares? I don't live in Russia. I'm not concerned about who's the best. Everybody cheats. And if cheating didn't go on, the contest wouldn't go on. To keep it fair, how are you going to keep it fair? You got depraved, lying human beings, and they're going to do anything to win out on each other. Now, that's the way the world is run. They try to keep it fair. It has never been fair. What they need to do is to protect themselves against being blown into pieces over there, because some folk just don't care. And some folk are going to be aiming at Americans. And Americans need to take it easy, because we're going through some strenuous things over here. But listen, don't get carried away by this mess. Well, the black person said this and the white cop did that. Judge each case independently by rules of law. Suspend the policeman that has done something that is in question of a person's rights. And let me say this for those of you people that think that you can sit in your car and talk back with the law enforcement officer. If that enforcement officer tells you to lower the window, please put your window down before he break it out. Especially if you don't have any insurance, because if they delay you, the police, any police department, if they detain you and say, roll your window down, step out of the car, and give me your license and registration. If you say, like I saw one young black man say, I don't have a registration, and the policeman says, step out of the car, he's getting ready to arrest you because you cannot drive your car unless you have a driver's license on you. That is illegal. And you have no rights. You forfeit all of your rights. I don't care if you black, white, rich, poor, whatever. If that shield carrier tells you to turn the engine off, get your ass up out of that car and stand up. You need to get your ass out and stand up. Or get down the way he tell you. And he has a justifiable right to tase you because you are a citizen that refuses to follow the law. And don't be getting out talking about my baby's in the back seat of the car. If your baby's in the back seat of the car, Child Services will take care of them. In the case of this woman whose boyfriend got shot to death, they were smoking pot in the car with the baby in the back seat, which is illegal. Which is illegal. Do you understand what I'm saying? And so when they're doing things illegal, they forfeit their right to be a citizen. And don't come telling me about no Jim Crow laws and all this other stuff. I was 18, 19 years old when the March on Birmingham took place. I was alive. I'm not like you young people that don't even know what really went on. And so stop with all the bull crap, talking about Jim Crow and all that kind of stuff. You have overcome. We are running universities now as black people. We are medical doctors. We run companies and organizations, fooling around here talking like slaves and ain't got no rights. We have lost our mind in our community. We have no African-American leaders. And do you know why? Because they all believe like me. And if they open up their mouths and say something, they may lose their position. So you know what? They're going to keep their mouths shut. All those rich, rich, sophisticated bourgeoisie brothers that's working in the Maryland, Washington, D.C. area got the best top paying money jobs. And look at their children roving the streets at night, playing these vicious games on each other, coming from some of the best African-American homes in our community. Even here in Los Angeles, they can't control their children. Children out all in the middle of the night walking the streets. And when I'm driving the streets late, I see so many darn homeless people, I'm afraid to pull over. I may be attacked, mauled and maimed. I'm not getting out there anymore during the day. I'm going to have some fresh water here, a little food up in this house, and keep my gun loaded and on the ready. Now, let me say this for those of you that have a godly intent in your life, somebody that wants to do something that's right. Stop listening to these youngsters that are out of their minds. Don't be in sympathy for them if they're not putting forth an effort to make their life work. Let them know what the real deal is all about. Because that's what I'm going to start doing, because I'm near about sick of it. I've been waiting on this thing to come to it. Donald Trump is going to be the next president of the United States. And hey, man, ain't nobody going to vote for Mrs. Clinton. She's a crook like her husband, Bill, was. Whoremonger in the White House. Come on, stop it. What you think this woman is? Now, she's a liar. It's been proven. And you know what? Black people, what you going to do? You're going to go with all the black people and vote for something that got a white face, that is dirt black heart. You need to come to your senses. And then you're asking me now, well, is Donald Trump the other alternative? Look, man, that's rhetoric. You know what he's trying to do? He's trying to shut down your free lunch. That's what he's doing. That ain't never bothered me. You can shut down my free lunch. Because if I got to, I get a push broom and clean the street to make me something to eat every day. I know that if I do something for another human being, they will give me a sandwich or something. But some of these lazy scoundrels I've seen in my life, I wouldn't trust them with $1 million. I wouldn't trust them. They wouldn't know how to invest it. And man, look, don't get me started talking about black people. Why haven't we invested in black people's businesses? Why haven't we? It would take very little for us to do that. You know why we haven't? Because there is no trust in our community for another black person. Look at the black preachers. They don't trust each other. All they ask is, how many do you have, doc? Comparing the sizes of their congregation and the amount of their paycheck. Some of these jokers flying all around the country talking trash. Like I heard that young minister say to me last night where I was. He said, if you want somebody to love you, you have to compromise yourself. And if you don't compromise yourself, you're not going to get that love. And I said, I don't want it. If I got to compromise and be what I'm not, why would I have to be what I'm not just to get somebody to love me? Flip you and flip your whole lecture. That's the way I'm thinking. And I'm looking. And these are young men. These are young men in their 30s, you know, coming up with these new scenarios, with these new scenarios on how to do life. They never work. Only a brainless fool would think about that. And check out, in the room, there were 3 or 4 of us men that got it. And the rest of, man, there was a young man sitting next to me, and that boy was grunting. He was going, See, because he's a man, can't listen to that. But the person that was giving it was speaking from an authoritative platform. We've given over these platforms to these people who don't know what the hell they're talking about. And then you got the other person that's dumber than they are, listening to them and saying, well, since they have a title, and then they put a spiritual thing on that title, then what that person is saying is the truth. That's a lie. That's a lie. I will never sit idle and listen to a lie and compromise myself. And I'm going to continue to interact in the public arena. I'm going to continue to do it because I owe every institution that I'm involved with an explanation or an explication of what I am and what my life is all about. Now, I'm not taking sides on this white and black issue. I love white people. I love black people too. Love Hispanics. Definitely love me some Asian people too. Hello. I love all food groups. I have nothing against any food group. If a part of that food group belongs to the Ku Klux Klan, I don't want to have nothing to do with you because, see, you string me up. You say, wait a minute, this is a high and mighty nigger that thinks that he is brighter than I am. No, I'm not trying to be no high and mighty nigger. I'm just telling you that I've read the stats and I know what's happening. Now, let me talk to you brothers out here. Because, see, you brothers think that white people owe you something. They don't owe you anything. And stop trying to get white people to prove to you that they're not racist. They don't have to like the way we live over here on this side of town. They don't have to like the style of clothes we wear. They don't have to like the kind of music we listen to. They don't have to go along with that. And they shouldn't have to put up with all your loud music and your ignoramus behavior out in the public thing like that. If they want to live on their part of town where things are done decently, you know, I've been to those neighborhoods where the crime rate is very, very low. I've gotten out of my car with another man. Me and another pastor got out of the car to go into a shop in a part of town where there are no blacks living. And the people didn't even look at us like we was crazy because we were having a conversation about something that was intelligent. And when we walked up to the person there, one of them reached for his wallet to give the money for the things that we were buying, and we thanked them very much and left out of the place. We didn't go wandering around the store looking like we were looking for something. You know what? You get some young people and they go into a store. You know they ain't got no money, pants hanging all off their ass and walking around, and you walk around in the drugstore. You don't even need anything. You're looking to steal something. These people got cameras everywhere. They know what's going on. What in the hell are you doing in there? You ain't got no money. And so the cameras are following you. You're being watched, but you're so stupid, you don't even know that. They've already called the police because they know that you have no money to buy anything. You're wandering inadvertently through Out Aisle, and you think, well, don't I have the right to go down the aisle? No. Go up to the counter and ask the person what you're looking for. They'll direct you to the right aisle. You go to that aisle and get that piece and come back and pay for it and get the Hades out of the store. But no, you know what some of these people do in my community? They're thieves. They walk around thieving, taking what they can get from others because they feel like life owes them a living. I say, strap them down, put their face in the ground, force their hands behind their back, lock them up, put them in a camp. Take them to a cotton field. Listen, I'm serious. Take them to a cotton field. Show them how to work in the sun, in the heat, and give them a bowl of porridge every day because that's what you've done. You forfeited your right of being an American. An American is not a thief. An American doesn't want someone to give him anything. He works for it. She works for it. They deserve it. That's what it means of being a citizen in this country. Now, if that is offensive to some of you, you need to get a passport and get the hell up out of here. Because when Trump and his minions take over, they're going to shut down every avenue. I told you people this. They're going to shut it all down. And you know why they're doing it? Because the time for talk is over. No more talk. No more conversations in the marketplace. No more listening to anybody's lives matter. Now they got something on there talking about Blue Lives Matter. I saw that black sheriff commander speaking in the Republican convention, Blue Lives Matter. Of course they matter. That's not even the issue. That's not even the issue. Anyone that would come against, now wait a minute, don't get me wrong. Don't hear me wrong. Anyone that would come against law and order and the police organizations arbitrarily because you don't like shields and badges and tasers and guns, you need to really check yourself, because America is not going to become a nation that doesn't have that. Even if they have to become a bunch of vigilantes, where they got these high-powered weapons that they're shooting out in the woods. Because let me tell you something, black people that's living in the city, and a few of you do the same thing, but not enough. And you're not going to win. But some of these white boys, they go out every weekend, out in the desert, firing these weapons. Sometimes they film them, put them on one of these social networks, but they got weaponry that us in our community have never thought about. Now, some of us in our community have this weaponry. I'm not one of them. All I got is a pistol, because I'm just trying to protect the room that I'm in. See, the room that I'm in. If chaos start coming in my room, I can at least protect this perimeter. When they find me with a hatchet in my head, at least they're going to find where I was firing off some rounds. See, and I know that that sounds cataclysmic. No, what's the word? Cataclysmic. You know, when it all gets blown up. Because we're living in that day and age. We're living in that day and age. I don't want to live in a nation where I can't trust no policeman coming up to my door. The policeman come up to my door and say, "John, I hear you have a weapon." I say, "You've heard right. You've got the thing in your hand. I have a registered vehicle." And, "Well, we want it." "Oh, my God, is my life over?" "It's over there. Can I go get it?" "No, we'll go get it." "Go ahead and get it." Why? Because they're law enforcement. Because they're law enforcement. Even though I disagree and I don't want them to take my weapon. Now, I hope it's that peaceful when they come to get them, if they ever do. But if it's not, I'm dead. Because they don't want to hear me. They don't want to hear what I have to say. They don't want to hear about my rights. They don't want to hear about me paying taxes. Because all they have to do is bury the body and erase the records, and it's done. And you find someone else living on this premises, and everything will be different within 3 months from the way it is. I know that. Do you know it, listener? Do you know it? I suggest that you start talking to people in the real. And wait a minute, don't try to characterize me and put me on the white side or the right side or the black side or the get back side. You can't do that to me. I'm a lone thinking individual with thesis that I pride myself in. I will not bow to the calamity and the overtures of the systematically insane that doesn't have a reason for anything. I mean, I went to this lecture last night and I was listening. A couple of the people said to me, "Well, say something, John. Say something." I said, "No, I don't want to say anything. I want to hear what he has to say." I said, "For my whole life, I've been giving lectures like this young man is giving. I want to hear what the young men are saying today without me interfering." But when that young man said to me, "In order for life to coexist, one must compromise themselves," I had to say something. I said, "I have never compromised myself, nor will I ever." That's why when the young man questioned me this morning to do something for him, I said, "That's me compromising my good integrity for somebody that can't be trusted." I was telling the young man, "You cannot be trusted. You were giving a trust by the state of California. You couldn't live up to it. What in the heck are you doing driving a car that you have no business driving? You can't even afford to keep it out of the impound lot." Man, let me tell you people something. And then look at the cars that some of these people are driving. You know, I really give a heads up for my Hispanic community, because a lot of the Hispanic guys here are driving older cars. I mean, they got older cars, man, getting up going to work every day in an old car. Car needed to be painted. Car needed to be taken care of. These Hispanics getting up going to work, coming home every night. Sleeping in a garage or something, doing something. Man, and when a brother goes out to get a car, he want to get the shiniest thing. He can't even make the next month's payment. You hear me? And the people are going to sell him anything because you know what they're just doing? Well, we'll wreck his name. They have a locator on it. They can pick their car up anytime they want because they know you ain't got nothing to piss in but you driving around thinking that you something because you got the top down and you living in Los Angeles. You out of your mind. You are out of your mind. Tell you something, when I take my car to the car wash, right? And every time I take it, they give me a card, you know, and the card is punched. And every time that particular card is punched, when that card is filled up, you get a free car wash. Well, my car was real dirty inside and out yesterday, so I took it to the car wash. And I said, well, I think I get a free wash. And they said, indeed you do. Man, they cleaned my car inside and out. They put some shiny stuff on the tires, cleaned up my rims and everything. My car looks so good. And but do you know how long it took for each of those little buttons to get punched? I must have had that car, my gosh, going on that card for about 2 years. A lot of times I forgot I even had the thing. But I remembered it and I pulled it out and I said, I think I get a free wash today. And she said, Kay, indeed you do. Now, what did I do? It took time. It took time for me to get that. I just couldn't get a free wash that easy. It took time. I had to go and pay for all the other ones. And then at the end of paying for those, they would say, we'll give you a complimentary free wash. I earned it. It was mine. I'm not going to give that car to anybody else to take their car through there. I'm the one that paid the organization. I'm the one that sat there and watched those people. And I tipped the man after he gave me the free wash. Yes, I tipped him. Because that's the American way. Just because he's a Hispanic cleaning my car. Oh, well, he's probably an illegal, so I'm not giving him nothing. That's not the American way. That is not the American way. And that's what I'm talking about. You people that are, and what I mean by you people, the people that come against the manner of life that I am used to living. I am used to living an American life here. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to be waving that flag. And if you don't like it, build yourself another one and go and live amongst a bunch of people like you. You know, I have nothing against when people talk about we need our own state and state of affairs. I would hate to live under some of the rules and regulations that some of these people would be making up. We look like one of those African countries over in Africa where they have revolts every 6 months. Idi Amin's and everything else. It would be Rwanda every week in a part of our community because people would be insanely carried on by a lack of intelligence that they stem from. Now, I know you think I'm a bigot of my own people. I'm not. I'm sick of this mess going on and nobody thinking. Even when you sit in a lecture and somebody says something stupid, you need to engage your brain. I don't care if your mama's sitting up in there with you. Say something. All right. That's my webcast for today. And, you know, we started it off with Eric Bonet giving us an admonition. And I'm gonna end up with that same admonition because we need to go there. We need to believe in something that is far greater than ourselves. And we need to get serious about it and stop playing. I want to thank you for coming to my website. And I want to thank you for participating in listening to this discussion.
Amen. I believe in the power inside of my heart.
Listen to this.
God is the source from whom we're never apart.
Say it, boy. Say it good.
No challenge too great and no cause is too small.
You better say this. Say this.
This infinite love is inside of us all.